Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babul amri bita'ahudil Qur'an wa tahdhiri an ta'ridihi lin nisyan. This is the chapter on the command to continuously hold on to the Qur'an, to adhere to the Qur'an, and to be careful not to allow oneself to forget it. An Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an, فوالذي نفس محمد بيده لهو أشد تفلتا من الإبل في عقولها متفقون عليه. هذا أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله عنه نريت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that adhere to this Quran, hold on to it, cling on to it, preserve it. Allah's Qasam, in whose control is the life of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, this Qur'an slips away faster than a camel whose string and rope is loosened. So this camel that is tied with the rope, and the camel escapes, we know it is not possible, or not easily retrievable. When the camel escapes, it is very difficult to catch this camel in the desert. Here Rasulullah is saying that a person who has memorized the Qur'an, and if he does not preserve the Qur'an, then the Qur'an will slip away from his heart faster than this camel who has broken loose from its rope. Now therefore in this hadith, we understand the importance, especially for the hafiz of the Qur'an, not to become negligent and careless. He must make sure he continues making dhur of his Qur'an, revising his Qur'an every single day. He should be reciting the Qur'an. Otherwise this bounty that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed him with, it can escape and leave him faster than a camel breaks from its rope. We did yesterday the virtues of a person, a hafiz of the Qur'an, the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell him to recite and ascend and go higher and higher. And where his, the last verse he will read, that will be his stage in the hereafter. So while the virtues are so great, also the warnings are very severe for a hafiz of the Qur'an not to forget his Qur'an. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل الإبل المعقلة إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت متفق عليه. And some of the hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما, he narrates that Rasulullah said, the example, the similitude of the one who adheres to the Quran, and we explain now, adhering to the Qur'an means reciting the Qur'an. The one who has memorized the Qur'an, he must make sure he recites it every single day. He must not forget it. So if he, this similitude of the one who adheres to the Qur'an is that of a tied camel. So you got the camel tied, it's fastened. If this person, this hafiz of the Qur'an, adheres to it, then the Qur'an will remain with him. And if he, like how the person who lets the camel free, it will escape, it will go away. If he's heedless and he's not mindful of this camel, it will break loose, and to recapture the camel will be very difficult. Exactly like that Rasulullah has mentioned. In fact, worse, a person who has memorized the Qur'an and then he forgets it, he does not make dur, then the Qur'an escapes from his heart, and then he'll be sinful for this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and take lessons from these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially those who are hafiz of the Qur'an, the huffaz, should make sure that we make door of the Quran, Quran al-Majid, for our entire life. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.